Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. You can watch the pod, by the way, on YouTube. House of L has a YouTube channel. If you would like to check it out there, you can. It'd be appreciated because we have these crazy benchmarks that we have to hit before it can be profitable. But we're on our way to that. We have over 1,000 subscribers to the YouTube page, so that's good. We're moving in the right direction. That's still not where we are as far as just listeners to the podcast. And we appreciate everyone who subscribes, whether you're listening on Apple, if you're listening on Spotify. Thank you very much for all the support of the podcast. Please give it 5 stars and write a review. Strangely enough, that helps with placement and more people can find out about the pod. So, check this out. This week, we are going to do a lot of college football on the podcast. I'm seeing if I can do like 5 pods, but I think it'll probably end up being 3. But like this pod is an NIU football pod and an opportunity. It's kind of like the best of both worlds with this particular episode because it's both inside of like the mission statement of House of L, kind of talking about the business, and it serves as a preview for NIU football. And I was thinking about it like while we were in Vegas, and I was saying, you know, there really isn't a place like the score. We are focused on like the big stuff. We are talking about the Bears. The Cubs are now back to 500 at the time of recording, which is great. What ends up, if the White Sox end up being the worst team ever, that sort of thing, the Bulls. When I did the nighttime show, I really enjoyed when we could jump around a little bit and do some of the other stories, the good stories of teams that are in the area, but maybe we don't have time to do them justice. And I was like, why can't I just make House of L that? I used to really enjoy talking about NIU, or if something good was going on in Eastern. I remember we had the great Bob Spoo on the show. You know, like those sorts of things. So I want to make some room for that. So we're going to do that, I think, on House of L, especially throughout college football season. And in this episode, Andy Garcia, who's the new play-by-play guy for NIU, who used to be my boss. Like, he was the sports director at the Score. He replaced me as executive producer of the Murph and Fred show when I got promoted to reporter. And then he ended up being the sports director. So the job underneath the program director at the score. And now he has parlayed all of that into his opportunity to replace a legendary broadcaster in Bill Baker, who I just adored. I got the opportunity to watch him work. I got the opportunity to meet that guy. You know, we used to always joke about the, you know, goodbye Toledo drop, and he became a favorite of mine. So I'm really happy for Andy. Andy's background is wild. Him producing at the score, then becoming sports director, then working at Westwood One as a producer, as a sideline guy, as a sideline producer, and him then being a sideline reporter for NIU football, the play-by-play guy for NIU women's basketball, which I am connected to through my niece, Asia Davis, who's now moved on and she's a pro. Congratulations to Asia for being a pro. And I hope that continues for her. Or if she, I think she'd be an excellent coach too. So whenever she's ready, I think she'd make someone a wonderful coach. So Andy's been doing that. And then he added play-by-play responsibilities for the men to his resume. So he's done all sorts of sports at NIU, men's and women's basketball. And with Bill Baker retiring, that left an opportunity for him to be the play-by-play guy for NIU football on the radio. So now that is his gig. So let's talk with Andy about that and how he got into that space. It is with great pleasure that I welcome my friend Andy Garcia. I know when people read the description of this episode, they were thinking a different Andy Garcia, but I promise you, this is the one that I wanted to talk to. Thanks so much for joining me, man. I was watching some week zero football, and I was like, you know what? This is a big, big week for Andy. I should have him on the podcast. So for the people who don't know, what's this new job that you have, if they can't tell by the background?
No, so I'm the new radio play-by-play voice for NIU football starting this year. I did men's basketball radio last year, but this is the first year for NIU football. I can't wait. Bill Baker did it for 44 years. He retired last year. So I'm able to move up to the booth. I was on the sidelines for 12 years, move up to the booth. And really is a dream come true, Lawrence, especially to be able to do it at the FBS level, D1 level, to be one of what, 132, 133 people to do it right now. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Was play-by-play something that you always wanted to do?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I made my own tapes about doing like news reports, sports reports, Lawrence, and doing play-by-play. Sometimes the path doesn't work like that. I went to, you know, I did radio TV when I went to the University of Central Florida, UCF, and I interned at a radio station down there, but I knew I wanted to come back to Chicago to live. I had grown when I was seven, my dad moved us to Florida, but I had family up here. So I was coming up every summer and every winter. So I was always a Chicago fan, Bulls, Cubs, Bears. So that's who I wanted to come back and be in Chicago. So I was in Florida, 2002, Lawrence, and I came up here on a job fair with who would be my wife, Meredith, and we came up and I met with Drew Hayes. And Drew's like, hey, I love you. I don't have anything for you. So I moved up to Illinois. I spent a year doing lumber for my aunt's company. And then Drew called me a year later to have an opportunity. And that's when I became executive producer of Murph and Fred in the mornings. And it kind of went from there. And I just didn't have the opportunities. I was doing play-by-play on the side for like some high school stuff. But I didn't take it like to the next level until NIU got on the score in 2005. And then Mitch Rosen said, hey, Andy, I want you to be like the liaison. I want you to go out to NIU. They're our partner. Go to games. Get to know the people. And that's what I did. So I was good friends with Jim Phillips, who was the AD at NIU at that point, with the Northwestern and now the ACC commissioner. So we did a radio show, the NIU Weekly, that was on the score. And that kind of gave me the opportunity to kind of get into NIU and just put, you know, just meet people. And it was a chance to, hey, I want to do more play-by-play. And they were like, yeah, let's do it. So I started women's basketball. I was doing some sidelines, like part-time. But I did women's basketball starting in 2011 and then started doing football 2013 full-time and kind of got to that. But I've always been doing it on the side, Lawrence, but not making money. Like, I even went to a lot of Bulls games would sit up in the press box and just do games. I didn't even tell anybody. I just did it when I was a sports director at the Score. And it kind of developed from there. And then this opportunity came up. And I think just it's a perfect opportunity.
There's a couple things like inside your story that I do want to talk about. Like, obviously, you replaced me, executive producer of the Murphy Brett Show, when I got promoted to reporter. But that's another story for another day. The part that I think is so fascinating is how much you were able to really take the opportunity that was in front of you to meet people. Like, this is a really good testament to networking.
Yeah.
That you never knew that this was going to be the job that you were going to be in, but that whole time you were talking to people that were explaining kind of how you might be able to further your career without even necessarily trying to further your career.
Yeah, because I didn't think I wanted to be an executive producer of a talk show, right? I didn't want to book guests or help get things, you know, done for a show. I want to be on air, right? That's what I grew up wanting to be. But sometimes your path just doesn't go that route, right? That helped me, though, to meet a lot of people and have those connections and have those contacts where, you know what? I may have met them back in 2003 or 2004, Lawrence, and I came back to 2015, 2016, and we're still talking and the opportunities that developed. So, yeah, I didn't want to be an executive producer the rest of my life, and I didn't really know I was want to be a sports director at the Score. But those opportunities gave me ways to communicate, to talk to people, and to reach out and expand my horizons of sports broadcasting. That I didn't know I'd be at NIU, Lawrence. Like, I couldn't have told you where the Cal was probably before 2000. So it just helped me get in those connections and meet people and find that path to what I wanted to do.
What's it like to know that you're replacing someone who's legendary?
I think it helps that I was able to work with him for a while and I gained his respect. He understood I wasn't here just to come in and take your job. I worked with him for 12 years. I wanted him to do what he wanted to do. He was the voice. Like, if I'm able to do that for half of what he does, Lawrence, that would be amazing, right? But he got to do it for 44 years, a legend on campus. Everyone knows, but I also got to learn from him how to do broadcast, how to do play-by-play. Some will I take, some I won't, right? But it finds my way of working with him. And also Mark Lindo too, Lawrence. Mark Lindo does color commentary. He's going into 40 years this year, 40. And I tell him every day, you know, you don't look a day over 70. So, I mean, he looks good for his, you know, but no, I've got guys that have done it for a long time. Mark's going to be with me in the booth, you know, his 40th year. So he can guide me because I'm going to be better than I am game one to game two, right? I'm going to get better each game, you know, get my, you know, I've done play by play and I've practiced and done the reps, but you know, until you get in that live action and you're in the heat in the moment, I'm just excited to just have what I've learned from Bill, what I've learned from other guys, Kevin Harlan. Another guy I've learned a lot from, you know, being able to work with him closely at Westwood One at Super Bowls and Final Fours and stuff like that. Like, that's a big deal. I take a lot of that from different guys that I met, but Bill's a big part of that as well.
So what is something that you plan on taking from Bill Baker?
His heart, his dedication. Like, it's a hometown call. Like, I'm not just going to be homer, but you can tell when you're listening to when it was an NIU broadcast with Bill, who you're rooting for. Now, again, you don't want to take it too far. You want to kind of keep it mainstream, 50-50 or maybe 60-40. But you're going to know when NIU scores, and I'm excited to have that opportunity to bring my personality out, like to bring my passion. Like, Bill was able to bring his personality out and bring his little quirks. I can't wait to have my quirks come out and let people enjoy him and know that I'm an NIU, like, passionate about the team. Like, I've been around since 2005 doing things for NIU. So I've been around a long time, and to have that opportunity now to kind of be that voice, man, I'm pumped.
You're a basketball guy. Like, you're a pretty good basketball player. You grew up like basketball was your thing. What do you think the differences are between doing play-by-play for football and doing play-by-play for basketball?
I think, and you've done basketball as well, I think for basketball, it's a little quicker, right? I'm one that likes to give a little more description of, you shouldn't do each pass to pass, but I like giving a little bit of that opportunity. I like knowing that I'm the voice of what people are seeing. Like, they cannot see it. So I love that thought of, okay, I have to tell them exactly what I see and want them to know. So I like giving pass to pass. I think for football, it can be a little bit slower and can kind of describe it a little bit more. More of a play-by-play basketball, I think it's like three-word sentences. Now, pass to the left, Johnson to the left. Johnson tries a three, no good. I think for basketball, you can kind of spread that out just a bit, you know, trip set, slot receiver to the right, three man the front on the defense, Huskies down at the 30-yard line. You can kind of expand that a little bit, Lawrence. With basketball, I like to be a little more quick. My passion's always there. Like, that's the thing I'm going to have to keep, like, be careful the highs and lows. Like, I've talked to a lot of broadcasters, like, yeah, you can be excited, but you don't want to go too high or too low. Keep that mid area, and that's kind of what I'm working on and excited for. But yeah, I think that football, you can slow it down just a bit. Basketball, man, I love being fast. I like going to that and that and hearing the clank of the rim. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson gets it out to Wilson. I like that quick stuff.
Your sideline experience, whether it's as a producer or as a reporter on the sideline, what valuable tools do you think you take away that help you as a play-by-play guy?
Well, it's the interview of knowing who you're interviewing and knowing who you're talking to. And again, you do a great job with that. You've been able to experience, like, listen, anybody can go in and ask the vanilla questions. And I think Dan Bernstein's a really good question. Like, you got to ask questions that people want to know answers to. You knowing that you're part of a team, you know you can't, hey, why is this team can't win? Come on, Thomas Hammock and all you football. Why can't we win? It's more like, you know, what reasons, Thomas, do you feel like you're just holding this team back just a bit? Or what things you need to change? And I think listening to sports radio and being into what I've done with Westwood One and hearing different ways that Jason Benetti is another really good interviewer when we do Westwood One stuff and he does TV. He dives into not just that front level, Lawrence, but kind of starts out like a little personality. So you kind of warm him up just a bit before you ask him some of that stuff. And I think that helped me with being part of a team, but also, hey, they're not going to win all the time. We might get, you know, we went to Michigan 2.5 years ago. We got beat down in the Big House, but I was able to talk to Thomas. What positives did you see from this team? What can you take from this type of game that you can move forward and be positives? I think that's what's going to help me being like a voice of a team. Like, I'm going to have to be negative once. I can't be positive about everything, but I can turn it in a way that the team knows, hey, he's not trying to dig us. He's not trying to ditch us. He's asking questions that the fans would want to know, and we're doing it in a good way.
I am so happy that Badlands Pet Superfood Complete is back on House of L. So I don't have a dog, but I have a friend who has a dog, and that dog has kind of become my best friend. His name is Pudge. He's adorable. He's a Morkie, a Maltese Yorkie mix. So I said, I want to bring over Badlands Pets Superfood Complete and have Pudge try it. And if he liked it, then we were going to stick with Badlands Pets and keep it going. He loved it. We mixed it with a little bit of water. He's a teeny tiny guy, 7 pounds. We mixed it with a little bit of water and he absolutely loved it. And now when it's mixed with his other foods, he sifts through that to get to Badlands Pets Superfood Complete. Between that and the mission that Katherine Heigl has been on, I feel like it's a company that House of L should be partnered with for a long time. And you're going to be the beneficiary of this. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. I'll say it again. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. And if you order right now, we're going to give you 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things just like my guy Pudge did, go to BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. BadlandsRanch.com/Loho. We're going to give you 50% off. Pudge is going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Your doggo is going to be happy. We're happy that Badlands Ranch is back with House of L, and we hope that you benefit from it and your doggo loves it.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you were growing up, who was your favorite play-by-play person?
So radio, Harlan's been around for a long time. Harlan's been radio for a long time. I like how Harlan does it. TV was Marv Albert. I was a big Marv Albert fan, and he did radio as well. And I think sometimes I grew up with the Bulls, you know, Lawrence. I was 14 when they won their first championship. Like, that was my adolescence, man. To go through those championships and to be able to hear, like, Bob Costas and Marv Albert. Those guys do TV and radio. You know, I listen to a lot of, you know, Harry Carey on the radio was still big for me. I know it was goofy, but I liked that he had a personality and people accepted it. Now, will I be able to do all that type of stuff? No, but I like that I can bring my personality out. I can bring things out that, you know, anyone can do, like just description of a play. I like it to kind of bring my own personality into it. And that's what I'm really looking forward to, and kind of just feeling out, hey, how do you do that in each broadcast? Don't take it too far, and still make it entertaining. Because what it is, Lawrence, it's entertainment, right? It's entertainment. I gotta have fun with it. I want the fans to have fun with our broadcast, because anyone can just do the play-by-play. I want to have a little razzmatazz, a little jazz to it, a little Garcia flair. You know me. You know my personality. You know, am I going to be goofy sometimes? I'm going to make fun of myself? Of course. But I think it'll be in a fun way, and hopefully NIU has a lot of wins around it so we can be good.
What's been your favorite moment at NIU?
Probably going to the Orange Bowl back in 2013. You know, that was the year with Jordan Lynch, the Heisman and all that. But going to the Orange Bowl and kind of just, you had to get to the top 12. Everyone lost that last week, Lawrence, for NIU even have a chance to get into what was the BCS. And everyone lost. NIU won the MAC championship. It just worked out. And then that Sunday night, finding out that the team was going to Miami, and to be a part of that and to be down in Miami. And I mean, it's tough now, because I think fans are like, hey, you got to the Orange Bowl. Where do you go from there? It's different seasons, right? It's different opportunities. I mean, NIU football has been very successful, very good traditional football team. And I think we're going to find more of those wins coming. And they won it back in 2021, the MAC championship. So I think we're due again. But, yeah, I think the Orange Bowl is like, it was January 1st. It was Florida State. Like, it felt like, hey, NIU. And that's, it doesn't get any better than this.
So let's talk about this year's team.
Yeah.
What can people who are going to tune in to NIU football this year expect?
I think, you know, the defense is really good. They were really good last year. One of the top 20 teams on the defensive side. The offense will be good. What NIU is known for, Thomas Hammack, they want to run the ball, and the running back room is very well stacked. They've got guys that can run, especially Ontario Brown, big time first team all MAC running back. So we're going to run the ball. Okay. We have to find some weapons. There's still a quarterback competition. I think we all kind of know the inside who it's going to be. Thomas Hammack doesn't want to say who it's going to be, because we've got Western Illinois. They got Notre Dame coming up. They want to keep some secrets, but I think if we can find that quarterback that can make some plays, the run game's going to be there, but the quarterback and the wide receivers have to make plays. It's going to be third down. Who's going to come up with that big catch that's going to continue drives, to expand drives, because that's where NIU is going to, they're going to stack the box. NIU knows they can run. There's going to have to be the playmakers outside. And I think we have some, and I think the offenses look good so far in the spring and the fall. And I think they're excited about some of those playmakers they've come in.
What's Hammack like, and how big a deal is it to him that he's the NIU head coach?
I think it's a big deal. I talked about it. We had a kickoff brunch yesterday, out in Fatty's in Macau, someplace that they said hello, by the way. A couple people came up to me, dead serious, said, "Hey, I remember Lawrence Holmes kids you on." I said, "Yeah, me and Lawrence are good friends. We come on." So you have a lot of friends out in Macau.
Shout out to Fatty's.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think Thomas, he's a teddy bear. But he's strict, but the players love him. He came from the NFL 6 years ago. He could have stayed in the NFL. He would have been something. He was a running backs coach with the Baltimore Ravens, with Harbaugh there. He left to come back to his alma mater. Thomas Hamrick's playing career was cut short because of a heart thing that he went through, so it cut his playing time. But for him to be able to come back to his alma mater back in 2019, I thought it was just a great fit. He wanted to come back. He was wanting the job. He got it. And the relationship he has with the players, Lawrence, you know what this NIL is. It is absolutely crazy. We have 32 seniors on the team, and I think we had two or three people leave. And we had some good talent. And for those people to stay, I think tells you a lot about what's going on at NIU. Like, people want to stay to be part of what they have as a family. You can move on, make some money. You might get a start here. A couple people did that for NIU. For the most part, though, people stay. And, Lawrence, I talked about football. I talked about dating. He tries to help me get girls. That's how good he is, man. I'm on the dating sites. He's like, "Hey, what about not this one?" Thomas, that's not, So as much as he is as a great football player, and he's a good lead for NIU, he's like just that guy that you can go talk to anytime about anything. And I literally do that.
You're hoping that he's a really good recruit for you.
He better. He's been good so far. Not the MVP I'm looking for, but we've had some good candidates.
He's had a couple three stars, a four star.
Correct.
We got to get a five star in there.
I need that five star. He's trying to help me. He's good in the living rooms. He's good with families. Now I just need him to help me out. He will. He's good.
He will. So who's good in the MAC this year?
Toledo, Miami were 1-2 in the polls. NIU was tied for third. So what they did with the MAC is they're not doing West and East. They're literally going to take the top two teams this year. So they've changed that a little bit. So we play those two teams. So we've got Toledo at home for homecoming later on in October. We go to Miami or we go to Bowling Green. Those are kind of the teams that we all play. So that's nice, right? You don't have to worry about somebody having to beat those teams because we play what are supposed to be the top teams. So, it'll be fun, man. I hope a lot of people can come out one Saturday to DeKalb. We have a good time. We need some fans to get back out in DeKalb. We need it.
So if you guys were to beat Toledo, would you dare give us a little goodbye, Toledo?
Toledo! I have the Garcia. I almost could say adios, Toledo, but but I can't do that to Bill. You know what I mean? I can't, that's him.
I think that the adios Toledo actually that is an homage, and it makes it yours at the same time.
And I might do it. I've not told anybody that. You're the first person. Now a lot of people don't know, but I think that's a good way to like you said, pay homage to Bill. But maybe it's my own say, and I hope. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that's what's exciting about play by play too. You don't know what's going to happen. Like, we've talked about this. Sports is the best soap opera, man. You can think anything. Like, even looking at the week zero college football game, there were so many upsets in just those games. You never know what's going to happen. I think that's why I kind of keep it. Like, that's one thing I've thought about, Lawrence. Like, I know it's a long shot. NIU fans are excited, Thomas, about going to Notre Dame. I've always started to think about a little bit with the touchdown Jesus and the luck of the Irish. I've been thinking about it now. Hopefully it happens, but I don't want to plan too much as a player.
Right.
Like, I want it to,
the spontaneity.
Like, you want it to come out right. Because if it sounds like you planned it, it sounds like that, and it doesn't sound right. So,
well, Andy,
what do you think? Adios Toledo? You okay with
that? Yeah, I'm down. I'm down with adios Toledo. I think that would be a really awesome call. And like I said, I think it brings you in, and it also serves as a reminder of how great the goodbye Toledo call was from Bill. And I had the chance to watch him work. I did the radio show from the booth there because we were playing that drop like so much on the score. I was like, I got to meet this guy. And Bill was just great. And, I have a lot of affection for NIU. My dad worked there. My niece played there, has like almost all the records of NIU basketball, Asia Davis. So she's doing well, by the way. She's playing in Mexico and getting ready to, she's doing like a FIBA game in Colombia. So she's really excited about what happens next for her.
I got to call a lot of the record breaking when she broke the rebounds record, when she broke the double-double record. I was there. I mean, I was there. I was very happy to be a part of that because, yeah, she's really good. And I'm glad she's able to go to the professional level. I know she really wanted it, Lawrence, and she's worked hard to get there. And I mean, I hope she continues to play well. And you can just tell on social media, just her face, knowing, you know, for her to come back to the Cal. I thought it was important for her to come back and go back to the Cal and go back to NIU. Where her family was, to be able to do that. I think that was cool. Yeah, I'm glad I saw that. And I talked to her every now and then, but I'm glad she's doing well.
I'm glad she's doing really well. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're doing well and the kids are good. And I know that you got to get ready for the party and everything else, but congratulations, man. This is a real testament to hard work, networking, dedication to craft. And I'm very happy for you that this is happening, and I can't wait to hear your call. Congratulations on this, and I can't wait for this voyage of yours to take off.
Thank you very much, Lawrence. And again, thank you to you because, you know, you helped promote me. You helped me get out there, and I'm hoping to do you proud. Like we've talked about, I heard you guys, the Scores had some really good broadcasters come through, and you're one of them doing play-by-play, and I just want to be in that line of, man, I'm working hard. I want it to sound good, and hopefully it sounds good starting on Saturday.
I know that you're prepared and you will be ready and it will sound great. Thanks, Andy. I appreciate this.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Big thanks to Andy. He's a guy that's super easy to root for. And he's been just this jovial ball of energy since the moment I met him. And he's a goofball. And it's great. It's great that NIU has a play-by-play guy like him. He's going to make those games a lot of fun, and I can't wait for people to hear him. And I hope that this is, I hope if he wants to, he's got three young kids. Okay. So if he wants to make DeKalb or Sycamore or wherever his home and be there for forever, I'm down. If he wants to be great at this and then move on to the next thing, I'm totally down with that as well. I just know that he's going to have a lot of fun. And I hope that the football itself is up to the level of fun that Andy Garcia is going to have doing it. I really do. He's a joy. As I said earlier, we're going to do more college football and we'll do a little bit more local stuff. Like I'm thinking, you know, I was thinking how we're not that far away from like Midnight Madness. So there'll be an opportunity for me to talk more like local buckets, maybe a couple of high school things too. High school football in Illinois right now is pretty healthy. And I was thinking about all the teams that I'm connected to, like obviously HF, right? But I'm friends with Matt Bowen. I consider myself, I don't know if they consider me a part of the IC Catholic family. So I got my 3A team. I always want to represent for the city, and I live in between Kenwood and Hyde Park, so I kind of have both of those, and I'm a big fan of Wendell Phillips and what they've continued to do, and I got a bunch of guys that I covered. Their kids are playing ball, so Spice Adams' son is a monster. Lil Spice. I shouldn't say little because I think he's 6'2", 265. But Lil Spice is a monster at Stevenson High School. And I told Spice, like, I'm coming out, man. I got to see this kid. Because everything I've seen on tape has been amazing. So I think there's going to be some room for some of that on the podcast, too. And hopefully you dig it. I'm going to talk with Brock Spack, the Illinois State head coach, before they start their season against Iowa. I'm going to do a little SEC football. And it was cool. Like, I love this episode because it kind of did all the things that we talk about doing on House of L. So stay tuned for all of that, and hopefully you will enjoy it. We'll try to spray to more fields than just the Bears and the Cubs and the White Sox and the Bulls. We'll still do that, but we'll see how far I can stretch myself to do all of these things. And I thank you for your support, whether you're listening or if you're watching on the YouTube page. Become a subscriber on YouTube. It would help. Then you can watch the videos if you want. But if you want to just stay here, that's cool too. We keep it real low key. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.